he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hi, Jay. What's going on?
I have one where I had an instant reaction to a headline alone.
Okay.
Van driver stopped for carrying excessive amount of cheese.
Mm.
And I thought, that is very subjective and judgy. First thing through my head, then I read the article and realized, he was 41% over his weight limit. Carrying
that's wait a judgy minute, that too. Sounds judgy too.
The van was carrying 2,800 pounds of cheese more than it was permitted to carry. I love the citation that when they wrote it up, the policeman said that it was prohibited to continue unless the excess cheese was removed or eaten.
Oh! Volunteers.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I'm there. Unfortunately, they called a backup van.
Oh.
I love cheese, too.
Yeah. I immediately was like, judgy.
Thanks, Cole.
All cheese. That Prairie Breeze cheese.
Ooh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That is fantastic.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And mozzarella.
I'm sorry.
An American.
I know. A good
Gouda.
Feta. I like goat cheese, too.
Yeah.
All
what
flavors.
What are your dislikes?
You can broil it. Someday.
I was going to say, I feel like we're descending into Forrest Gump here.
Fondue it.
Okay, jeez. Bubba. A teacher in Maine that was awarded for being an amazing teacher, a Global Teacher Prize Award winner, apparently is a little bit like Winona Ryder. She won a $1 million prize, has plenty of money despite being a teacher, can't stop shoplifting.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
She was arrested for stealing a $28 dog leash. Now, the arrest came because it was a violation of her probation from an earlier theft in 2016. The 2016 theft also then uncovered another one from 2014. She doesn't steal anything huge. There was the dog leash. She stole a blouse that was about $15 was all it was.
No, she's a kleptomaniac.
Yeah.
You go to rehab like everybody else does. And right?
No.
Sure.
No, I don't believe in that. Everyone goes to rehab and all is forgiven.
Yeah.
Crap.
Nope.
Mm-mm. She needs to find a better way to get the rush.
Yeah, exactly.
Has she tried gambling?
Let's switch one addiction for another.
Yep.
Maybe drinking. Booze?
Yeah. How about sex addict? Yeah, see, you don't believe in rehab until you have to actually go, no, I wasn't cheating. I'm a sex addict.
Right. Well, tell us about it, Jay. Everybody becomes a big believer in it when they're caught.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Finally, we have a, parent like child moment in Poughkeepsie, New York. High school was placed on lockdown. Fight breaks out between a bunch of students. Turns into a larger brawl.
Okay.
They call the parents in.
Yeah.
Parents get there. And they start fighting amongst themselves
that's
and
right.
brawling.
That's right. You don't mess with my kid.
It took 10 police officers to break this up.
Uh-huh.
And locking down the school until they could get it. Which, then, at that point, you're locking everyone in with the fighters.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. Nobody leaves.
All of
us enter, one leaves.
It's Thunderdome High.
That's right.
And that's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
But...
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.